Hey, you, is your league rocking that same tired fantasy trophy they gave out to millennials like Grandma's Butterscotch? Trophy Smack destroys the competition! Finally, there is a unique and customizable fantasy sports trophy to represent your hard-earned victory. With Trophy Smack Swap Top, you have the ability to change the trophy top every year. The league winner keeps their topper and plaque to remind them of what it takes to be number one. We also sell rings, championship belts, and gift cards. Still not sold on Trophy Smack? Take a real customer's word for it.
It's clearly the best trophy on the planet. I bought the Trump topper and wow, doesn't that topper look like a winner?
Oh, I almost forgot. Last year in my fantasy league with UPS, I won a bet for free lifetime shipping. So, you're welcome for that. Take your fantasy smack talk to the next level. Visit TrophySmack.com to buy your trophy today.
What's up and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in season or off season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour presented by the Sit or Start Fantasy app. The best app in the industry, Apple iTunes, Google Play Store. You got questions? It's fantasy playoff week. You got questions on who to start? Enter in the two players. Boom, it's right 70% of the time on over 11,000 comparisons. Check out Sit or Start Fantasy app today. I'm your host, Doug Eddy. I am here with my co-host, Tyler Gunther. Tim is doing this work thing that I've heard so much about. It seems overrated, Tyler. I don't know why people do it. Something about having to feed a family. Like, what kind of malarkey is this? Is this Mike malarkey? What is going on?
Yeah, it's not fun. But, you know, some of us have to do it to put bread on the table. So
just bread. I mean, bread's a dollar a loaf. I mean, I don't have to work for that. I can find that usually in my car.
The streets can do that.
Right? It's weird.
But yeah, Tim, we'll have him back next week. We'll have the trio again. The tripod.
For 1 week. Yes, for 1 week, and then I'll be out because I'm taking a road trip to the lovely state of Nebraska.
Oh, where there's the cornfield factory.
Lots. I'm helping a friend move, and I'll be doing a lot of windshield time on I-90 West for a very,
I-90.
Very long time.
You could take I-90 right to Rochester as well.
Ooh, if I was driving back, I might take you up, but I am driving out one way. We're taking her vehicle, and then I am flying home.
Oh.
So it's just a one-way trip.
Too bad.
I'm gonna see the lovely Midwest. I'm going to try to go to every restaurant I've never been to. So if there's like a I've been to Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, but if I see one, I'll stop. But maybe like a
– Culver's?
I've never been to Culver's, so yep. That's a good one. I'll try and stop there.
Dairy Queen.
I have a Dairy Queen 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Stop.
I don't know what's. I don't. Okay.
A&W. You guys have A&Ws out there?
Yep.
Okay. I haven't been to an A&W, so maybe I'll stop.
The only good thing about A&W is actually getting the regular root beer because they make it in store.
Ooh. I heard the onion rings are good there too.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
They're just
rumor?
Packaged fried. Oh,
boo. Never mind. I'll cancel that.
But yeah. Culver's is probably the Midwest sweet spot.
Okay, I'll try to hit a Culver's. There's not too many things we don't have out here in the Northeast. I mean, we have Sonic and stuff like that.
Super Bowl trophies.
We do have Super Bowl trophies, and we just did beat the Minnesota Vikings. So
yeah, you didn't just beat them. It's our offensive coordinator being stupid and seeing Dalvin Cook at 9 for, what was it, 86?
He was averaging 12 yards a carry in the first half.
You know what? The running game's really working.
He got 4 carries in the second half.
Yeah, that's called bad game planning.
But hey, you know what? He's a great head coach candidate from what I've been told.
Yeah. Ugh.
Was it DeFilippo?
Yeah. DeFilippo. He can DeFilippo himself out of here.
I want to shout out to all the bad announcers out there. When I was listening to last night's game on Sunday night with the Steelers and Chargers, and they were like, Austin Eckler can do everything Melvin Gordon can. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, really? He can? Okay. Then why does Justin Jackson look like an all-star and Eckler looks like a jag?
Yeah. I mean, 8-for-1.
I mean, I don't dislike Eckler.
Eckler was 8-for-1 at half.
He's Danny Woodhead, and that's how you have to use him.
Yeah. Agreed.
Sorry, not sorry. It is what it is. So we've got some news this week, Tyler. Some pretty industry-shaking news to see a second-year running back who led the league in rushing in his rookie season get released from his team. And that was what happened to Kareem Hunt this week after there was some assault. It wasn't domestic violence, so I'm not going to call it that. But there was an assault that happened back in February that, you know, we saw when the news came out and nothing really came of it. But now there was video. So we're not going to go into, like, Kareem Hunt as a person. We're just going to talk to it strictly as a dynasty asset.
Yep.
Either declining, you know, whatever we want to call it. But what are we doing with Kareem Hunt? That's what we'll call this. I've seen trades for Kareem Hunt all over the place. I actually got offered one in Pigs 2 where someone wanted to give me Kareem Hunt for Dalvin Cook and $125. And I laughed so hard, I almost died.
Which is funny.
I came back with an offer of Devontae Booker and $50 and said, this is as best I can do because I don't know if he's ever going to play again.
Which is funny because in Pigs 3, I actually did make a trade. I did accept
Ooh,
a trade.
Do tell.
We were in talks, and he actually, okay, I feel really bad for him. I'm not going to say his name because I feel so bad for him.
Let him remain anonymous.
Yes. He, no joke, 5 minutes before the news popped, traded Sony Michel. Oh, God, who was the other guy? It was Sony Michel plus another good running back for Kareem Hunt.
Like Aaron Jones?
Yes, it was.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at me pulling that out of my old keister.
Sony Michel, Aaron Jones for Kareem Hunt. And it worked out because the guy who did the trade said he didn't know about the news and that he would actually offer the trade back because he felt bad. But, okay. You know, being in Pigs, it's a bunch of fine gentlemen. So
it's called capitalist Pigs for a reason.
Yeah. So it actually, he was like, you know, I made the trade. I need to wear my big boy pants and just deal with it.
Sure.
So he traded Chris Godwin for Spencer Ware, which I actually offered him $170 for Godwin and got rejected, and then saw him trade for Spencer Ware. I had a bitter taste in my mouth, but then after 10 minutes of being a whiny baby on the chat, I decided that maybe it was a good move for him. I actually got Chris Godwin in a different move in that league. So,
okay, that's the nice thing about multiple copy leagues.
Yeah, four copies is nice. And then he came back at me, and we were talking about Kareem Hunt. I thought to myself, am I doing myself injustice by not offering a trade for him, by not trying to go buy him super cheap?
Sure.
And I mean, I'm completely rebuilding. I'm lucky I'm 6-6. I'm rebuilding. So I'm like, you know, I could take a chance on Hunt. And I actually made a trade, Matt Breida for Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
Breida was on fire. He's been doing
well. He's also forever dinged up.
Yes.
He's like a car. He's like a car in a parking lot.
And
he's for, like, if you work in a mall or if you work somewhere with a large parking lot, your car is forever dinged up. Your car is named Matt Breida.
Yeah. And it's in my mind, it's Matt Breida, who was kind of a little bit of a throw-in piece in a trade I made a couple weeks ago for a guy. If he does come back, if he does right the ship, you know, I do think everybody deserves a second chance in life. Don't make somebody just blacklisted for something they have done wrong that we actually don't have all the info on. We don't know any of the story. Like I said, we're not going to get into that. He did something wrong, very wrong, and he needs to do a lot to get on people's good side again. But in a fantasy asset outlook, if you could get a first for him, are you doing it?
If I could trade him and get I probably would. I'd be willing to move on. I don't like to. I know there's two different types of dynasty owners. There's the guys that love the risk, and there's the guys that don't. I tend to play it on the safe side when it comes to players. So I don't like having those guys that are, you know, that might get suspended or have a history of suspensions. Like, I just don't enjoy rostering those guys because they could be a dead in the water asset at any minute, and that bothers me.
And I agree, and it's tough for me because I'm usually the person who doesn't take a risk. But this, right. it's his value after seeing what happened to Ray Rice and just with a video. Like with Joe Mixon, we all thought he might not even play in the league, and he was a second round pick. So
sure. Well, there's also a double standard, I think, and we're not going to get too far on here, but I think there's a double standard for kids in college versus kids in the NFL, or you know, he's still a kid. Yeah. He's 23 years old.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're both around the same age, but yeah, I agree. It's a completely different monster when you're dealing with it in college, which is sad. I mean, people.
Oh, sure.
It's sad to have it be
it's just the perception. I mean, it's the same exact thing. It's just, you know, the perception is like, oh, they're just a kid in college.
Yeah. But
sure.
Kareem Hunt, in my mind, is going to sign somewhere. He's going to. I'm gonna be honest. His first video didn't do him any justice. The dude looked like he was smiling the whole time and just being a prick.
It was unsettling to me.
Yeah.
To watch that video and to see his response. He was unprepared.
Very.
And B, he wasn't sincere. And C, the whole like smirking the whole time made me want to punch his goddamn face.
Then I had the same feeling.
So that's my opinion on the matter.
But he has a lot to do. He has a very uphill battle, and there's ice on this uphill. But there are also teams who were actually thinking about picking him up. We saw the news today come out that he was unclaimed, but there was a handful of teams that were actually seriously thinking about picking him up. I mean, he was $600,000 for the next 2 years for a very young running back.
Right.
And in the market, we're thinking he's going to get $2-3 million. So the teams are waiting. The teams are going to wait to see how all.
I mean, I don't think he's going to get paid like that. I think he'll get just a minimum deal with incentives.
Okay.
If anything. Yeah. I mean, someone's not going to. So imagine the bad PR of like, all right, well, we're going to sign Kareem Hunt and we're going to give him a multi-million year deal.
Oh, yeah.
More than he was making it beforehand. Yeah. Like,
I wasn't really thinking that, like an extreme deal. That'd
That would be a dumpster fire.
But, I mean, we look at players like AP, what he did to his child.
Sure.
That was disgusting. There's no video, though. And people take video as.
Because it makes it real.
Yes. And.
Yeah.
That we see AP.
Like I could say, hey, I eat my boogers. But then if you see a video of me eating my boogers, you'd be like,
he really eats his boogers.
Or you'd be like, look at him go. Oh, he's really in there.
But yeah. And you see AP back in the NFL. Ray Rice didn't get his chance, but. With Ray Rice's incident, he wasn't playing well the past year and a half. Like he was kind of on the down of his career. The talent was nearly just fading. So I think altogether his career was pretty much said and done. Kareem Hunt is 23 years old, different situation. So in order just to end this whole entire thing, I would say if you can get him for Matt Breida, yeah, sure, go out and buy him. But if you can actually turn around and trade him for a first, which Ryan McDowell showed a bunch of trades, he was going for like 2 firsts, I saw.
That'd be too steep.
I mean, a once untouchable asset pretty much is now very obtainable. It's just, are you willing to take the risk? Are you willing to feel gross like I did? Like I did it and I felt really gross about it.
Sure.
But I had to separate fantasy football from what I think is absolutely disgusting, and him being a monster in real life.
Right. And there's a lot of people out there that won't even roster players like that. They don't want Joe Mixon's on their teams or.
Which I understand completely.
Tyreek Hill. Like, yeah, sure. And that's your mentality, or that's your mentality, then you're entitled to it. You run your team how you want. That's what it's for.
Yep.
So, yeah, some good talk on Kareem Hunt. So, if you see any Kareem Hunt trades or if you pulled off a trade, then definitely shoot us a tweet, if you will, and we can go over it and see what we've got here. But we have got a very special episode with Tyler and I this week. We're doing the AFC buys. So, we're going to do a total of 32 buys to cover all of the teams. We're doing the AFC tonight, just Tyler and I. But Tim gave us his buys. He's not going to be able to talk to us about them. So we're just going to, we can make up some cockamamie reasons why Tim likes certain players, because I think that would be fun, right?
Yeah. Oh, why does he like this guy? That's totally a Tim guy.
Totally. Yeah, we'll just downplay every one of his players and be like, that's a terrible idea. No, we won't do that to Tim. We love him way too much. And we missed him. We haven't talked to him in a couple weeks. So let's get right into it. Are you ready?
Yep. And this is called The 32 Buys of Christmas, and it is our first ever year doing it. We're going to do this every year from now on.
A recurring segment. Those are my favorite.
Yep. So you guys be ready. It's going to happen the first week of December every year. 32 Buys of Christmas.
Yes. That's B-U-Y-S.
Sit down by your fire, turn down the lights, and just enjoy.
Close your eyes, sit back, and listen to the dulcet tones of Tyler's voice.
What, should we do it like on SNL? Hi, I'm Pete Schwede.
Schwede balls. All right, let's jump into it. So we'll go over Tim's picks first because we won't cover them too deeply.
Let's just go team by team.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, but I'm going to go Tim, me, and then you. Yeah, I got a whole flow here, bro. Don't mess up with the flow. All right, let's go with the Patriots, my team. The AFC champions defending. Probably not going to be there this year, but I don't care. All right, so Patriots. Tim has Sony Michel as his bye. I totally get that. Rex Burkhead, you know, he's continuously dinged up. James White is good, but Michel has been getting a ton of carries. So I relate. I almost thought about Sony Michel, but I thought it was a little too namey. I wanted to go a little deeper. So I brought you a guy. Did you know that after this season, the Patriots wide receivers are pretty much all free agents? Josh Gordon is a restricted free agent. Julian Edelman, I believe, is an unrestricted free agent. Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett. So lots of free agents in the Patriots pass catchers. So some things could change. Now, here's a guy that they drafted out of Miami. He had a nice college career. He fits the Patriot receiver mold, which he's short and he's white. And he plays in the slot. And his name is Braxton Berrios out of Miami. So he's been on their practice squad all season with an injury. I think he had the Foxborough flu is what we call it up here. So he's not really injured. Wink, wink. But I think the Patriots like him. You know, I saw him at training camp and he looked okay. Him and Riley McCarron were hard to tell apart because they're both little white dudes running around. But I think they like Braxton Berrios. Now, will he be the replacement for Julian Edelman? Maybe. I don't know. But you can get Braxton Berrios for a throw-in in a deal, or you can get him for a late fourth if you really liked him.
Might be a free agent.
He might be a free agent, which is completely possible as well. So Braxton Berrios is a guy, you know, Brady is not going anywhere, I don't think. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
We saw the video.
Hot take. I would scoop up Braxton Berrios. I think you could do worse for a guy that you can get virtually free. So Tyler, you've got Jacob Hollister. Now, I don't know if he works at a men's apparel store.
The poor man's Abercrombie store.
Yes, it is. He's the poor man's tight end, I believe.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Gronk, he just doesn't look into it as much as he used to. And
I think he's done after this year.
I agree. And I think
I honestly do.
I think he wants to go into wrestling. I think he wants to do a movie thing. He wants to go that route. Which I don't blame him. I mean, he's got tons of money in the bank. Go live your life. Go do you when you still are able to. I mean, he's going to be 30. He's still young to enjoy his life and then start a family. And I mean, I don't see why.
With many, many candidates.
Yeah. Many, many, many.
So I don't know if you knew this, Tyler, but I listen to the sports talk radio quite a bit up here. And the Patriots had a deal in place with the Detroit Lions for Gronk in the offseason.
And then
they went to Gronk, and he said that he would retire if they traded him because he wants to finish his career with Brady.
I want to know what the deal was. I wonder if it was like Marvin Jones, or what if it was Kenny Galladay? Could you imagine?
Oh, man. It'd probably like Kenny Galladay in a first.
Man. But
what could have been?
Hollister is a guy who is very well built for a tight end. He's that good move tight end.
Yeah, type.
He's taller. Yeah. He's obviously a lot thinner than Gronk. Like when he's standing next to Gronk, it's obvious Gronk is Gronk. But Hollister is still a pretty good size. He catches the ball well. And I think Gronk has actually helped him a lot in learning the aspect
how
of
to be,
tight end.
How to be injured.
Yeah, and how to pick up chicks and how to
slam Monster energy drinks. Let's go.
Yeah. But yeah, I think he's a dart throw pickup, but he's worth nothing. So you can get him
especially in tight end premium leagues, like why not take a flyer on him? If you're in a 25 or 30 man roster league, like sure.
Yeah, and going back to Braxton Berrios, so Bill Belichick and Adam Thielen fought this week. And you want to know why? Well, I think Bill Belichick is so ticked off he doesn't have the best white receiver in the league. I think that's it.
He could be salty about it. It's very true.
He sees Thielen, how good he is, and he just gets just so ticked off. He's like, why is he not on my team?
And you know the thing that's funny? So Adam Thielen probably said, like, be quiet, Bill. And then Bill hit him with the shut the F up, which is like total Minnesota versus New England. Like, Minnesota's all nice, and New England's like, you die. So that was an
interesting exchange. Hey, right. you keep your voice down.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up. Like, wow, Bill just laying the old New England wood to Adam Thielen. All right, let's get to another tight end, and it's for the New York Jets. It's not Jordan Leggett. It's Chris Herndon, who Tim has as his on his list. And I like what I've seen from Chris Herndon, another University of Miami tight end product. They've had a factory of tight ends over the years, including one of my buys a little bit later. But yeah, Chris Herndon has had a nice year, not only with Josh McCown, but also with Sam Darnold. So he can grow with Sam Darnold. So I like that move quite a bit. You know, Herndon, he's probably owned in all of your dynasty leagues now. But if you're in a tight end premium, I mean, you can probably give up a third and get Chris Herndon on your roster, or maybe trade an older asset for him and acquire him pretty easily. My buy for the Jets is Elijah McGuire. Now, a lot of people were kind of predicting that he would break out this year once Bilal Powell went down with an injury, and he's sharing the backfield with Isaiah Crowell. But we just haven't seen it from McGuire yet. I don't know if maybe that foot injury, he just isn't over it. He's healthy enough to play, but his explosiveness hasn't really looked all that great. But I still like Elijah McGuire. I liked him since they drafted him, and I have him in a few spots. So if you can scoop up McGuire, I think he's a perfect type of throw-in. If you're looking for a young running back, Isaiah Crowell is, in essence, on a one-year deal. So, I mean, if the Jets don't make any noise in the draft, or if they don't sign Le'Veon Bell or someone like that, Elijah McGuire's role could expand. So I like him quite a bit. And Tyler, you like the head captain over there on the Jets.
Sam Darnold is just absolutely cheap now. I mean, when you don't see somebody for so long, he's going to become a value. In Superflex, I honestly think you could probably give up a first and second for him. I think he is an absolute quarterback one once he gets weapons around him. I love the talent. I love what I've seen. I mean, we've seen Josh Allen grow. I think with Sam Darnold,
spoiler alert,
the thing that's actually stalled his growing is the fact that he's been injured and there's nothing around him. Nothing. Like, yeah, Robbie Anderson is okay, but he's not the one. They need an all-star receiver, and from what we've seen, the declarations for the college players, there's going to be a good amount of players to choose from.
Yeah, it's been a lot of studs coming out right now, which is really good. So let's move on to the Buffalo Bills, which don't have a lot of studs. I'm going to cover mine real quick because both Tyler and Tim had the same player, a hotly debated player in the Dynasty community as of late. But mine is Josh Allen. So a lot of people jokingly were like, oh, Josh Allen's trash, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people still think that. I think Josh Allen is a great super flex target as a third quarterback with the upside to get into your starting lineup eventually. We all know that he's raw, but this kid is an athlete. You know, he can move. He's rushing for a ton of yards. And if he can be a Konami code type of quarterback and get you those rushing yards as well as, you know, throwing in some passing, he's like a poor man's Lamar Jackson right now, right?
Or maybe
he could be a better Lamar Jackson. But I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Josh Allen. You know, he's going to go through these bumps, and he's the perfect depth guy on a super flex roster. So, I mean, if you could give up a 2019... I mean, most people got him with a second.
I'd give up a first
maybe
for him.
A late 2019 first to get Josh Allen. I think that's the play there, and I like that. So both Tim and Tyler had the man, the myth, the legend, Zay Jones. So Tyler, talk to me about Zay Day.
I have been promoting the whole buy Zay Jones for cheap for the past month and a half, 2 months.
As you should.
We on our Patreon episode, we talked a while about Zay Jones and just how he was the 37th overall pick last year. The Bills traded up after they traded back and got picks. They actually traded back up in the second round to pick Zay Jones. He had an outstanding Senior Bowl. The dude just piled up receptions in college, but that's not who he just is. He is a freak athlete. He can jump up and get it. We all saw at the Senior Bowl that insane catch that he had in the back of the end zone. Like, he's a guy that can catch touchdowns. We've seen that last week. He caught two. He's very highly debated. People think he's just a compiler. Mm-hmm. And if so, that's fantasy points. You're giving up a third round pick for this guy. More than likely, he's going to cost you a third, maybe two thirds. And I'm willing to give that for a guy who is, at worst next year, if they do draft somebody, going to be the second wide receiver on a team.
Which I think is perfect for Zay. I think ultimately he should probably be a slot type of receiver or a guy that at least he can move around like a Keenan Allen. Like, Keenan Allen's not the best athlete in the world, right? But we all know that the nuances of the game is where he excels. Now, I'm not saying Zay Jones is going to be Keenan Allen, so you don't have to like out me for that. But I'm just saying like the upside is Zay Jones, you know, he's not a perimeter receiver. He's a guy that you can move around in the slot and outside and move him around quite a bit. And that's where I think his game will excel. And that's going to take some time because he's working with a raw quarterback in Josh Allen. So give them another offseason, right? And I think, you know, by the time that Zay hits his third year, you know, the third year breakout hasn't happened as much because it seems to be happening earlier in careers nowadays. But it could be one of those classic, like, hey, third year guy. And then all of a sudden Zay Jones has 60 catches for 800 yards and, you know, five touchdowns next year. And you paid a third round pick for that. I would be totally cool with that.
Yep. And you know, I've been a huge proponent of buying Tyler Boyd all offseason. That's worked out. And my comp for Tyler Boyd was Keenan Allen during the rookie process. My comp for Zay Jones was Tyler Boyd. So if you kind of look at that pyramid scheme type look,
it's like a flat circle. Like everything's coming around.
It looks good. And Tyler Boyd, 3rd year breakout. Zay Jones, 3rd year. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. I like the talent. I think he had a lot of mental issues. I think he had confidence issues.
Well, he almost jumped out of a building. So
that's true.
He had some mental issues.
And I think from what I've seen is he's actually taking a lot of things serious now. Like he took his opportunity to stay with the Bills. They didn't cut him, and he's taking that and running with it. And yeah, confidence is huge. He's been catching the ball well. He's been getting targets. He got 9 last week. I think that's going to be about where it's going to be. 9 targets, 8 targets, and getting that many targets in an offense with a DGAF quarterback. I'm taking that for a third and another third all day.
Yeah, I don't blame you whatsoever. So let's wrap up the AFC East. We'll do it a little bit quicker here because there's not a lot of like scintillating takes in this one. Tim has Devontae Parker as his bye. I get it. You know, Parker looks the part. You know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane, I think is the famous Devontae Parker quote. You know, he scored a touchdown this. He looks, maybe it's going to take him being on another team. I don't know. And I'm going to talk about my guy because this is a guy that I've been on since the process, and I love him, and I still have him rostered in leagues, even though I probably shouldn't, and it's Leonte Carew. A couple weeks ago, he had a long touchdown, and then, you know, the Miami offense, their wide receiving core is depleted. Carew's active right now. He's not doing anything, but he's another guy that he's in the last year of his rookie deal, and if another team signs him, I think he can at least be a nice bench option. I don't think he's ever going to crack your starting lineup, but in Dynasty, having that depth for injuries and things like that and bye weeks, I think that's where he's at. And you can get Carew for free in a ton of leagues. Like, he's just available. He's out there.
So it's funny that you say that he's on the last year of his rookie deal. Remember my comp for Leonte Carew?
I do not.
It was Mohamed Sanu.
Okay.
And Mohamed Sanu, the second he left the Bengals, was very productive for Atlanta. Like he was a good bye week filler for a team.
Yeah.
Leonte Carew, if you can find a team, and I do admit I think he looks a little heftier.
If they converted him to tight end, like I would love that.
He's so short for that.
Is he though?
He's like 6 foot. But
it could be fun.
I mean, if he's taller than what I think, yeah. Or you could just play a big slot, which would not be bad at all. But yeah, like I said, Mohamed Sanu is my comp for him. And if he takes that route, he could be worth something.
Absolutely. So, Tyler, give me yours because this was one of my favorite players. My first ever Devy player is this next gentleman. So talk to me about Kalen Ballage.
Ball age?
Yes, Kalen Ballage.
I miss talking about him because I was so pumped about him coming out. I still got him sitting in my UDPL team, and I hope it happens. It's just Adam Gase hates running backs. I just think he is a guy.
Such weird usage this year.
He just hides in Twitter, and I think he's part of the no RBU union. I just feel like he's got a burner account just screaming zero RB.
He could. I mean, the way that they used Frank Gore this year and Kenyon Drake, and they started mixing in Ballage a little bit. He was inactive to start the season, but they mixed him in a little bit, and he looks the part. I mean, I could see him as a great third down back. He's got the hands for it. I would love if Kalen Ballage was on the Colts.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is he was very raw as a running back. He is still Absolutely. He still needed to learn a position. And I do think that in the next year, I think he'll get more opportunity. And I think that's Miami's plan. I don't think Gore's going to be back, but we say that every year.
Gore is the fantasy cockroach, Tyler. He cannot be killed. Even a nuclear blast, Frank Gore is still alive.
2022. I think this is Frank Gore's last year.
Oh, he just set the NFL rushing all-time record. It's Frank Gore.
But yeah, Kalen Ballage, I think you can get him. Do you think you could probably get him for like a third and a fourth?
I don't even think you'd have to give up. I mean, maybe a late third or an early fourth, I think, would be enough to get him. I mean, here's the thing. People in Dynasty, if they spent a late second or an early third on Ballage and he hasn't done anything, people are going to want to move on already. Look how many of these rookies. I looked at a rookie draft the other day, and 75% of the players picked in that draft have been contributors already in fantasy this year. The hit rate's been really good.
Yeah.
Ballage is one of those guys that hasn't done anything.
Nothing, because he's hardly been active, and when he's been active, there's been no playing time for him.
Right. I mean, we're seeing even like guys like Jalen Samuels start to be fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a guy that was picked in some leagues. He wasn't even picked, and he was picked in the late fourth over guys like Ballage. So I think people will move on from Ballage if the price is right.
Yep.
So let's move on to the AFC West Coast. We're going to start with the Denver Broncos, and Tim's player was Deshaun Hamilton.
It was my player, but I gave it to him. Ugh.
Yeah. So we got Deshaun Hamilton. Obviously, the opportunities, you know, he's been a little dinged up this year. It's been mostly Emmanuel Sanders in the passing game. But we've got Cortland Sutton had a touchdown last week, and now that Demaryius Thomas isn't there, you know, Deshaun Hamilton, I think, is a player that could sneak into like wide receiver three territory coming up in 2019. My biggest concern is just the quarterback position with Case Keenum. I think that's probably the biggest thing. If they moved on and got a different quarterback and it were a little bit more of a pass-happy offense, I'd be a little bit higher on Deshaun Hamilton. I like the player and I like the talent. And again, he's another asset like Ballage. He hasn't done anything this year, so you may be able to buy low on him, and I completely get that.
Yeah, he's a guy that's literally escaped two serious knee injuries this year. Like, it looked bad, both of them, and then just, nope, back in a week.
Hey, God bless.
Yeah.
My buy is Jake Butt. So I was touting Jake Butt at the beginning of the season as a late-round tight end in redraft, or a guy that you could pick up during the season, because there was nothing behind him. Like, Jeff Howerman wasn't really a thing, and now Matt Lacoste is there, whatever. But Jake Butt, in the last game before he got hurt, had like 6 catches for 60 yards, and I was feeling it. I was like, here comes Jake Butt. And then he went out with a season-ending injury, and I had all the sads. So, you know, here you want to say injury-prone. He got hurt in the last year of his college career. He missed his freshman season, and now he's missed, you know, over half of his sophomore season. So people are going to be like, ah, Jake Butt, he's injury-prone. So that's a guy like he might have been dropped in some leagues, or if he's in a tight end premium league, you can get him dirt cheap. So go ahead and grab that Butt for your roster for next year. Tyler, you're going to drive a particular set of wheels here on your player. Talk to me.
Yeah, mine is Royce Freeman, and it's cool just because there's a lot of factors going into it. Everybody's on Philip Lindsay. That's all you see on Twitter. Philip Lindsay this, Philip Lindsay that. He's only 17 yards behind Saquon Barkley in rushing. He's done it on like 40 some less carries, which is insane.
I saw one person tweet that, and then everyone copied it but didn't give that person credit, and I was like, wow, Twitter, that's pretty low.
And it's just insane with that. I don't think it's gonna last. I'm sorry, Jake Anderson, if you're listening. I know it's your son, but at 180 pounds, I can't see it lasting. He is an outlier in football. Does he have a great year one, possibly year two? Yeah, sure. He's 24 years old right now. He'll be 25 next year. He's an older rookie, but he's got a third round pick in Royce Freeman behind him, who is my buy. And Royce Freeman, I can already see the headlines next year. Doug, we talked about it on the Patreon episode. Royce Freeman loses 10 pounds. He looks shiftier. Looks like he wants the lead role back. And we could see it in a player we could mention in the NFC next week. But Royce Freeman is a guy who is ultra talented. I like coming out. I picked in a couple drafts, a couple spots.
I mean, his stock flew through the roof after 102. The combine. Yeah.
102, I think, right at preseason. because he was lighting the preseason on fire. He was averaging like 6-7 yards per carry.
And he's had some nice moments in his rookie season where he's had some, you know, some 20-yard touchdown runs, and he's looked pretty good. It's just, you know, Lindsey's been so good that they've just been splitting the carries, and then Lindsey eventually, Freeman missed a game or two.
Yep.
Just and, took it. You know, and Devontae Booker, he's still out there. Ugh, but, let's move on. I don't want to talk about
but Booker. But yeah, Royce is a buy for me. You could probably get him for a early second and third is my guess.
I think that's probably about right.
Yeah, and I would do that. I mean, this class has a lot of decent running backs that are declaring. You got Justice Hill, who just declared, and Rodney Anderson, who I absolutely love, who's going to be my crush this year. Mm. But there's some sneaky running backs this year. But when you got Royce Freeman, who, like we said, was at 1.102 and showed the talent, you kind of just got to keep the faith and hope that that pans out.
Agreed. All right, let's move on to the Los Angeles Chargers. Tim had Hunter Henry. Makes a lot of sense. Elite tight end when he's healthy. He should be back healthy next year.
I had him.
He actually might make an appearance later this season, rumor has it. We'll see. I don't know if he's going to be activated. They obviously need the help because Antonio Gates is out there with a walker with tennis balls in the bottom of it.
He is so slow.
And he is just... you want to talk about has some extra pounds on him? Yeah. Antonio Gates has been...
I imagine he comes into the stadium with Dockers khakis and a nice
Crocs.
Short sleeve button up.
He's got a pair of Crocs on, dude.
Of course, the button up's tucked in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got to keep it formal. So, yeah. So, Hunter Henry makes a lot of sense for trying to buy low on him because he is an elite tight end. And we all know that the tight end position is just an absolute dumpster fire for the most part. So tight end, everyone's falling off the wayside. Veterans are getting hurt. It's ridiculous. So Hunter Henry is a screaming buy. I get that. Now, I want to give you a dollar if you've heard of the next player that I'm going to talk about, because this is a guy that I loved in the combine. I saw some of his highlight clips. I didn't watch total game film on him, but from what I liked, I saw, and this guy, he's got a 96th percentile catch radius, a 98th percentile agility score, 88th percentile burst score, 82nd projectile speed score, spark X score, 92nd percentile. He's 6'3", 226 pounds. He plays for the Chargers. We've already established that.
Texas
Tech. He's a little bit older. His college dominator is not that great on player profile. But if you watch his tape and you watch his highlights, Dylan Cantrell, his best comparable is Chris Hogan, and I can see that. Like, he's got a lot of Chris Hogan / Jordy Nelson to his game. Now, he was actually activated this past week, and this isn't the reason why I'm talking about him. I own Dylan Cantrell in almost every dynasty league I'm in because he was free, so I picked him up for free. But, you know, Tyrell Williams is a free agent. Travis Benjamin's making a ton of money, so I can see him getting cut. It's going to be Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and then maybe it's Dylan Cantrell with Hunter Henry. Like, that could be a great passing game. He had a great preseason, was getting a lot of hype. He got hurt in the preseason, then he missed the first part of the season with, I think, a foot injury, but now he's healthy. So just a name to know that you can get absolutely free. I almost guarantee you in most of your leagues, if you look on the rosters, you can pick up Dylan Cantrell. Put him on your taxi, please. I beg you, just do it. So now Tyler's going to talk about a guy that was just on your taxi squads until maybe 2 weeks ago. Tyler, talk to me about Justin Jackson.
A guy I had in the late second round in the process before the draft happened, a guy I absolutely loved out of Northwestern. He did well in the Senior Bowl, and he was just a guy that was a sneaky play. He caught the ball very well. I think he had 40-plus catches 2 or 3 years in college. He caught the ball very well. He's a guy who is only like 198 pounds at about 5'11", so he's an average size. And he runs bigger than he is. I know I just talked about Philip Lindsay being small, but I'm not saying...
Are you a sizist?
I'm not saying Justin Jackson is a starter running back one worth a first. I'm saying he's the guy that you need to have if you have Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, he's a high-end handcuff, absolutely.
Yep. And if you have Melvin Gordon, this guy has to be on your team because I think he's a guy that could get you 70% of Melvin Gordon if he ever goes out and Eckler goes away, which I don't know if it'll happen.
Right.
But he's a guy that you need to have, and you could, I don't know right now, after the game he had, you could probably get him for a third.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. Someone might want to just, you know, make some make a quick turn of profit on him.
Yep.
So let's move on to the Raiders. Not a lot of excitement
here.
Yeah,
let's just fly through this one.
Yeah, Tim has Derek Carr. I'm assuming that's probably because Derek Carr might be on a new team next year.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on the Giants, and he's got Beckham and Barkley and Ingram. Then Derek Carr becomes a screaming buy, I think. Mine was Chris Warren, a guy that was tearing up the preseason. In front of him on the depth chart is Marshawn Lynch and Doug Martin. So Chris Warren could be the two down back there next year. He looked great coming out of Texas. Had a great combine, you know, and everyone kind of dismissed him. And comes into the preseason. He was one of the preseason all-stars, and then he went down with a season-ending injury, which there's some curiousness about if he was actually injured or not. Maybe he had the Oakland flu instead of the Foxborough flu. So let's move on to,
I don't
to
want
Tyler.
That flu.
No, it's bad. So we'll finish up with the Raiders. You've got Jalen Rocket Richard.
I liked what I've seen. He looks a lot. He looks spry.
He's got the quicks,
yeah.
As I like to call
it. And them. Last year, you could see it a little bit. But this year, I don't know what he's been doing in the offseason, but he looks a lot hoppier. So I like
that.
Is
he drinking a lot of IPAs, possibly?
So this is literally a pick just because I had to pick somebody. And you could probably get him for a third plus another pick, a late pick. So he's a guy that could fill in, gets 5 to 8 catches a week. Could just mm-hmm. be a Theo Riddick type bi-week fill-in.
Sure. I'm absolutely shocked with Tim's next pick on the Chiefs.
Me too.
That it wasn't Chris Conley. What the hell, Tim? That's your boy.
I'm very disappointed, actually.
He has DeMarcus Robinson on his list. I actually just thought of one. I originally had Sammy Watkins, but I'm going to change it. I think, you know, with Sammy, it's the forever, like, the talent's there. Is he ever going to do it? And he's disappointing again this year because he's been hurt. I'm going to pivot here. I'm going to call an audible.
Pivot.
We're going to go back to Nebraska, and I'm going to call it Omaha. I'm going to go with Demetrius Harris.
Ooh.
Because I think he can be a starting tight end in the league, and I think that's eventually where he's going to land as a starting tight end. I think he's a free agent after this year.
Yep.
So I bet he gets a starting job somewhere. So I'm going to go with Demetrius Harris, buying him super, super low. He might not even be owned in some leagues. So go grab Demetrius Harris now and assume that he's going to be a starter next year. Tyler, you've got the most screaming obvious
what?
Name on this list.
No. Okay, if you guys know this guy.
Not personally.
Tyreek Hill. He always amazes me.
Roller Coaster Hill, if you own him.
So, I've got to say, I was rewatching the tape last night, and there was an end around he took. And he turned the corner, and it made my jaw drop just how fast he was moving. Everything.
How does his neck not move?
I don't know. I really don't
know.
It's
so weird. It looks like he's wearing like it's just everything is stuck in one. So if you ever watch him run, his neck does not move. It's really weird.
I don't know, but I get all giddy watching him move like that. Just.
The cheetah.
It's literally a pleasure to watch this guy on the field with the ball in his hand. I posted on Twitter of the GIF. I made a GIF on my phone, and I posted it of that move, that run down the sideline, and some guy actually said, you sped that up, or that was sped up, and thought I was an idiot for posting it. And I'm like, no, this is actually on my phone. I made a GIF of actual game tape. This is normal speed. And he just said he's a freak. Like, that was his comeback at that.
Yes, he's hella fast.
And if,
he's the wide receiver one this year.
If you have to pay for him, he's super young. He's going to get paid. He's going to be locked with Mahomes for probably his career. I'm game for that all day. And I would pay the price. That is why I have him as a buy. Because
pay
I think
the iron price.
I just think it's going to keep going up. It's going to keep going up because there's still people that don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, this is 3 years now. Like, what's wrong with you people?
And
he's the wide receiver number one in fantasy this year.
If I had to give up a 2019 first, a 2020 first, a 2020 second, and like a 2019 third, sure. Like, yeah. I'd get more.
You love some Tyreek. We made a deal and you got Tyreek for me. No regrets.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the North. Let's go to the Cleveland Browns. Tim has Antonio Callaway. I'm going to say about Antonio Callaway is squeeze that pill, bro. If you're going to score a touchdown, squeeze the rock. But I like it. He's raw. He's talented. I think, you know, this is a good learning experience, him being a starter all season. So I totally get the upside with Antonio Callaway there. Mine is David Njoku, because if you follow me on Twitter and you know me, David Njoku is my biggest crush outside of Aaron Jones, who I'm sure we'll talk about next week. I love David Njoku. We're just seeing him scratching the surface of what he can do in an offense with Baker Mayfield. And again, like kind of like Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes being attached together, it's David Njoku and Baker Mayfield being attached together. I just love that combination. Njoku is an athletic freak from that 2017 tight end class. Here's my advice. If you can get any 2017 tight ends from that draft class, just go get them. You'll be fine.
OJ Howard injured.
Just get all of them. Get Jonnu Smith, who we'll talk about here in a little bit. Get your George Kittle. Just get all those guys. They're amazing.
Yep.
So, Tyler, you want to talk about the starting running back for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, Nick Chubb. And another player. I just was on the Dynasty Blueprint with McDowell and Williamson. Oh, my God. One of the best times I've had.
What a moment for Tyler.
And Nick Chubb, we did a mock draft, 2019 startup mock draft. And I took Nick Chubb, I think, my first pick in the second round. So 203.
Wow.
And it's bold. Just he's tied to a very good quarterback and offense on the upswing. I think he's only going to get better. He looks 100%. Like, he looks stronger than he was in college, but yet still 100% from that knee. And I love seeing that.
Yeah, the explosiveness is there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And you see him break off big runs. That offensive line is playing better. The future's bright with Nick Chubb. And I just think, once again, if you're going to pay up for somebody, let it be somebody young with fresh legs who can help you win championships, a stud. Pay up for Nick Chubb, and I'm willing to do that.
Gotcha. Let's move on to the Steelers. So Tim had Ryan Switzer, who would have been a great one for the Raiders, but they don't like to keep good players. Oh, idiots.
He's not a grinder. He's not a Gruden grinder.
Right. So Switzer's been seeing a ton of snaps recently as the slot receiver for the Steelers. And he's taken away some work from my buy low, which I'm actually surprised this wasn't yours, Tyler. Maybe you saw mine and you were
it actually was.
Okay, good. All right, cool. All right. So James Washington was mine. You know, he's shown some flashes this season. He was playing a ton of snaps. There was some miscommunication last week with him and Ben Roethlisberger. And then, oh, look at that. James Washington is inactive this week. So a great window. It looks like the end of the season, it's not going to be Washington season. So you can buy him in the offseason, I think, pretty confidently. Because, I mean, we've seen what a Pittsburgh Steelers third receiver can do in that offense. Now, I don't know if Switch is the long-term answer. I like Washington better. So I'm going to be willing to invest in James Washington at a discount here in the offseason. Now, Tyler, you have his collegiate quarterback as your buy-low, Mr. Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, and it was because you took James Washington. But I do like Mason Rudolph in super flex leagues. You have not seen an ounce of Mason Rudolph, and it's a whole, if you don't see it, it's forgotten.
That's right.
He is a guy that you could probably get for pretty cheap. He was probably going in the third round of super flex leagues, maybe even early second, or not early second, late second.
Late second, yeah.
And he's a guy with great arm talent, and he's a guy that you could also see sit for a while because he did need to sit and learn a little bit. He could sit behind Big Ben, learn, and in two more years, become the starter. I mean, that is pretty much by the book what it used to be and what you kind of want to see from younger quarterbacks that need some growing to do. And Mason Rudolph is a guy that in two more years could really just pay off, like extreme.
And you can't have a Christmas podcast without Rudolph. So
that is very true. Yeah, or Washington.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wait, this isn't president. Oh,
and
okay.
isn't Switzer one of the reindeer? Close.
Switzen?
Switzen? I just made it really close. All right, so let's move on to the Baltimore Ravens, the surging Baltimore Ravens, where Tim has Lamar Jackson.
He's going to be expensive.
I was just going to say, you can't really buy low on Lamar. He is going to be very expensive. I know everyone's been drooling over him in redraft leagues. Like, he's a league winner. He's got the safest floor. And I'm like, okay, sure. Now Flacco might be back this week and they split. Who knows what's going on? So he's got Lamar Jackson. I get it. I like what I've seen from Lamar. I think he can only grow from that. I think he's a better passer than he's been getting credit for as well.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. Coming from an Atlanta fan and seeing Michael Vick, his rookie year. And
here we go with the Vick comps.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, the serious thing is, Vic sucked as a passer his rookie year. He had
yeah, he did.
He had a wide receiver in Malcolm Jenkins in the beginning of his career, who is a very good collegiate receiver.
Malcolm Jenkins, isn't he a safety?
Or not? Michael Jenkins. Michael Jenkins. Yeah.
He had a brief stint with the Patriots, fun fact.
Yeah, and he was a guy, big guy, very good receiver, first-round pick, that they wanted to be Michael Vick's number one. But Michael Vick couldn't hit the freaking side of a barn. Like, he had accuracy issues. All he wanted to do was run. Lamar Jackson has actually showed me more promise than that. So I've seen the bad of Mike Vick, and I've seen the good of Mike Vick. Mike Vick learned to be a thrower and then a runner when he was with Philly. So I do think that right now they're kind of just doing the whole Josh Allen thing with Lamar. I think he's a better thrower, and once they do get him weapons, he'll be a good quarterback. A fantasy quarterback, he's going to be insane. But yeah, you're going to have to pay up for him. What are you thinking in Superflex? Like two firsts and a second?
Maybe. I mean, he was going in the first rounds in Superflex as it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're probably pretty, like, two firsts and a late second.
Okay.
So mine was Ken Dixon. I also considered Hayden Hurst because I think he's, I know he's old.
But
so.
Then I actually chose his, the guy who's actually going to take over for him.
Mark Andrews, yes. They drafted his replacement right after they drafted him. It was amazing.
We keep bringing it up.
What a thought process by Ozzie Newsome. But I did I liked what I saw from Ken Dixon. Obviously, he's had suspensions. He's been injured. But here's the thing about the Ravens' backfield. So last year was Alex Collins. This year, Gus Edwards is a thing. Maybe next year it's Ken Dixon's backfield. Who knows? He was actually dropped in the UDPL, and I picked him up for pretty much like free. And I had him on my IR. And yeah, so I was like, you know what, Ken Dixon, I liked what I saw from his tape in college. I'm like, I'll take a chance on him. Why
first
not?
First round pick in his rookie
year. I was rostering Matt Jones at that time. So I was like, yeah, I think I can roster Ken Dixon if I'm still rostering Matt freaking Jones. L. So, yeah, I moved on. So Mark Andrews, what do you want to say about Mark Andrews other than that he's Hayden Hurst's replacement?
So going back to what you said about Njoku, I wanted to bring it up. Baker Mayfield and Mark Andrews had a huge connection, so I do agree with Njoku. Sooner or later, they're going to start getting gelled, and Njoku and Baker are going to make great noise together. Mark Andrews, he has shown his rookie year just glimpse of being a good tight end. He was my tight end one in the process. Gesicki was right next to him, but Mark Andrews was a guy who everyone kind of touted as a tight end one, and then he kind of fell. And he was a third-round pick in a lot of leagues. He's a guy that isn't the biggest athlete, but he's a guy that just gets it done. I think he could be a better Austin Hooper. And I know people don't like Austin Hooper, but he's turned it out to be a very good tight end.
He's been a tight end one this year, Tyler. He's been a top six tight end, I think.
Yep. And Mark Andrews is a guy that is a good route runner. He was a wide receiver going into Oklahoma, switched to tight end. We all like that. And he looks like the best tight end. And in a team like Baltimore, who likes to throw to a tight end.
They have 75 tight ends on their roster.
And
so,
Mark
yes.
Andrews is the best. So and it just shows.
He's the tightest of the ends.
He's the tightest of the ends. So Mark Andrews is a guy who, actually on Twitter, I said could do a George Kittle-like jump next year. I don't know extreme.
I don't hate it. It's bold. I mean, Kittle's one of my guys, so I don't hate it. So let's move on to the Bengals because we're running a little short on time here, and we don't want to forget about the AFC South. So let's get on to the Bengals. Tim took Tyler Boyd, which I know is Tyler's boy because he's named Tyler.
I actually had him.
He's been touting Boyd. That's his new name is Touter Boyd.
Touter Boyd.
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon here. I still think we haven't seen – I think Mixon, when you look at it all together, I think his season has been a disappointment. From a fantasy asset standpoint, I think he's been good, but you know Cincinnati's offense has struggled. He hasn't had really, I mean, he's had one really, really amazing week, and outside of that, he's been a consistent low end RB2. So I think you can go out and buy Mixon. We all know the talent's there. People might get frustrated. You know, his rookie year was a bit of a bust. His second year, you know, everyone was going high on Mixon at the beginning of the season, and he's had an okay second year. So I like trying to get Joe Mixon on the cheap if I could. And then Tyler, you've got a guy that only likes to score touchdowns from 2 yards out, even though he's the fastest man in the NFL.
I had to pivot and go John Ross because Tyler Boyd was my dude. And I'm just going to give a little comment on Tyler Boyd because he was my pick. Damn it, Tim. Tyler Boyd is a guy who is still producing wide receiver two, low-end wide receiver one numbers. And I still feel like people don't believe in it. It's like a Tyreek Hill thing, except more extreme. People don't believe in Tyler Boyd. You could get him for a second and a third, I think. And mm-hmm. I would take that all day. He's a wide receiver too for me. He's a guy that I think is going to end up still growing as a receiver. We all saw Devontae Adams take 4 years to get to that extreme wide receiver one-ish value. And I could see that from Tyler Boyd. I mean, we see A.J. Green going down with the foot. A.J. Green kind of getting older. He's going to be 31 next year. Tyler Boyd could be the new hotness in Cincinnati, and I'm all for that. And John Ross could be the guy next to him, being the wide receiver too. Being the Will Fuller to the DeAndre Hopkins. Like,
can you imagine if the Bengals finally fire Marvin Lewis, which they probably won't do. They'll make an excuse of Andy Dalton going on the IR and Marvin Lewis won't get fired. But can you imagine like an offensive mind coming in there, like
Mike
maybe a
McCarthy,
like a Cliff Kingsbury goes to Cincinnati and he finally figures out how to properly use the weapons on that team? That would be the hotness in the streets.
Yes.
So let's get down to Tennessee. We're going to talk some Titans. Tim had Corey Davis. Again, prototypical. Tim has a type, and I figured out what it is. It's the Devontae Parker, Corey Davises of the world. Those big prototypical wide receiver one looking guys. Corey Davis, he's shown some great flashes. He had the game winning touchdown this past weekend. You know, I think, you know, he's thinking Matt LaFleur's offense in the second year. We've seen some goodness, but I think it's gonna get even better. And that's why I took Taywan Taylor. You know, he's been injured most of the season. I have him in a couple dynasty leagues. He comes back this week and makes splash plays. Taywan Taylor is awesome. I love Taywan Taylor. I own him on the cheap almost everywhere. So go get Taywan Taylor. He's a guy that's looking up, very much like a guy we're going to talk about next week. For me, that is one of my biggest dynasty buys who I love, and they're in a very similar mold. So yes, go and get you some Taywan Taylor. And we talked a little bit about Jonnu Smith earlier, one of those 2017 tight ends. But Tyler, did you have any additional comments about your boy, Jonnu Smith?
He was just a guy who is super raw coming out. We've seen flashes this year. Man, if he has the ball in his hand in the open field, yeah, good luck.
So what he did against the Colts, bye-bye.
You don't want to tackle him. He can outrun your safeties. Yeah, he's
Texans.
Just,
that was against the Texans, my bad.
He's just a guy that is no fun to deal with in the open field. And I still think he's got some learning to do. I mean, he's had some bad drops. But once again, tight ends take a little bit longer. He was a third-round pick for a reason. He's going to grow with Mariota. I think Mariota stays. I think he's shown enough to where they're going to sign him. He's a good enough leader. So I think he's going to grow with Mariota still. And I do agree. This offense is probably going to take a step up in the next offseason. We all saw Kyle Shanahan's offense, his awesome offense, take 2 years in Atlanta to actually fully grow. And I think that's what we could see in LaFleur if he doesn't move on to be a head coach.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, Jonnu Smith, just, again, another one of those 2017 freak athletes that I love so much.
Fastest kid alive.
Let's move on to the Jags, just the guys. We got TJ Yeldon from Tim. I totally get this one. Yeldon has looked really good this season, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. I don't think the Jaguars are going to be able to afford to bring him back because they got some cap issues. They obviously still have a young running back there as well that totes the rock for them quite a bit. But TJ Yeldon, to me, is a great buy. You know, when you talk about running backs that are going to be free agents, like a Tevin Coleman, TJ Yeldon is on that list for me. He could end up in a really nice spot somewhere. I don't know if he's going to be a 15 carry back, but he could be a satellite back plus type for you in an offense, which I love. My buy for the Jaguars is Keelan Cole, whose stock has absolutely cratered into the center of the earth.
It has. It was like it was a second round, second and third.
After he had that big game against the Patriots and everyone was slurping Keelan Cole, like they were like, oh, he's the next Antonio Brown, blah, blah, blah. Name this guy that Keelan Cole is. Since then, I think the most yardage he's had in a game is 40 yards. Now he's not even seeing targets. Keelan Cole's value has spiraled into the abyss. So if you can pick up Keelan Cole for nothing, I like it, because we don't think Blake Bortles is going to be the quarterback there next year, right?
He's not even right now.
What if Derek Carr goes to the Jags?
I like that. It feels gross. Even if Eli goes, maybe. It's still a step up from Bortles.
L. Yeah. It's like a pinky toe step up.
If we were gonna go into Madden terms, it's like a huge downgrade in just degaffness and a huge upgrade in accuracy. So
that's fair. So, Tyler, give me your buy on the Jaguars here.
Mine is just Leonard Fournette. I think he's had such an up-and-down season. He's hurt. He's not hurt. He's suspended.
People are frustrated.
Yep. I think you can get him for a first round for 2019 during the draft. I don't think that's out of the question. Like, you're in the draft. Somebody sees a nice, shiny new option and is like, I'm done with Fournette. I'm frustrated with him. Give me the first. And I would do that.
Gotcha. Let's move on to the Indianapolis Colts. Tim has Eric Ebron, which, just a side note, so we talked about Gronk and the Patriots earlier. I was clamoring for the Pats. I didn't, like, send them an email or anything, but internally, I was like, why aren't the Patriots signing Eric Ebron? Can you imagine Gronk and Ebron on the Pats? Like, that would have been such an absolute beast tandem. But yes, Eric Ebron, he's going to be tied to Andrew Luck. Obviously, he's got 12 touchdowns on the season. I don't know if you can buy him low per se, but I do like Eric Ebron's future for the Indianapolis Colts. I chose Nyheim Hines. Marlon Mack shows that he just can't really stay healthy. Concussions, lower leg injuries, shoulder injuries. You know, Hines is obviously the pass catcher there. I think they might make a move at running back either in the draft or in the offseason. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think Hines, he's got the juice. He's got the electricity. They can use him in the passing game. Andrew Luck's throwing the ball almost 50 times a game. And Hines, he's had some 9 reception games. And that's a perfect guy on a depth chart that can help you with injuries or can help you during bye weeks. And maybe he has a few good weeks in a row, and then you can flip him for something really nice. So I like Nyheim Hines if you can go get him now. And then, Tyler, you've got Mr. Luck. You've got the best player on the team.
I just still think people doubt him not throwing downfield. I still see it. I see it on Twitter every now and then.
He doesn't need to. I mean, he's second in the NFL. He was until he put up a donut this week. But he was second in the NFL in touchdown passes.
If you can still buy this guy for a decent price, in Superflex, I'd still give 2 first plus for Andrew Luck, especially if you're competing. And I'd still give that. And I think there's some people that still doubt him. That's why I put him on the list, is because it just float offers out there. See if anybody's still like, oh, I don't know. He just put up a 0. He can't throw it on field. Oh, this and that. Who cares? He's throwing
a ton. Would you do like Winston in a first?
Or that'd be too much? Like Winston, but yeah, I probably would.
Okay. I like Winston a lot too.
And the thing is with Nyheim Hines, I was thinking about this as you were talking about it. Kareem Hunt going to Indy is a possibility just because there's hardly any press for the Colts.
Yeah, it's Indianapolis. There's not much going on. They like care about basketball.
Media,
yeah.
The media there, say Kareem Hunt goes there, it's going to happen a little bit. But I think compared to like if he signed with the Jets, oh my God, they would lose their mind.
A New York market, yeah.
And then if he went to the Colts, it'd be like 2 days. And then be like, oh, he looks good at practice.
Sure.
Like that, and that's the whole entire thing is I think if Kareem Hunt signs somewhere, it's got to be low media. Just kind of keep it quiet. Yeah, you know, we're signing him. It looks bad on PR. We're going to give him a chance here. See if he has changed. And the Colts is a huge possibility. I think Andrew Luck is a good enough leader to do so. And I think he could say, you know, hey, this is my team. You're going to play by my rules. If you don't,
yeah, that's possible.
You're out.
We shall see. Let's wrap it up with the Houston Texans. Tim had Kiki QT, who is the wide receiver version of Matt Breda.
It's funny you say that because...
Oh, my God. He gets banged up every friggin' week. It's so annoying.
Somebody's by... you're talking about Baltimore, Kenneth Dixon, and how it's Gus. I actually traded Gus Edwards in Pigs 3 today yesterday for Kiki QT and 2 fours. So like 2 fours I think $20 or so. Yeah. And then Kiki QT is a guy who I still like in this offense as a slot guy.
Absolutely. My buy was Deonta Foreman. The Houston Texans have until Tuesday, which if you're listening to this, it could be Tuesday already. They have until Tuesday to activate him from the IR. If they do not activate him, his season is over. Lamar Miller has looked okay the last couple weeks. I know he had the long touchdown run, so get everyone hopes up again. But let's guess what? He's still Lamar Miller. Alfred Blue's still seeing 10 to 15 touches a game. Like, what? This team needs Deonta Foreman. Hopefully he's back from that Achilles 100%. And if he comes back next year, he could make a push for the starting job. Lamar Miller making a lot of money. The Texans' cap situation is pretty good, but they can cut Lamar Miller and walk away and give the job to Deonta Foreman. And for that, I'm all in on Foreman. I like him a lot, acquiring him on the cheap, because I like what I saw last year. Remember, he blew his Achilles out on a 40-yard touchdown run, and he showed some juice in that. That's the word of the day, by the way, is juice. He showed some juice in that running game last year. Yes. No, he's got juice. Oomph and juice are a little two different things. Derrick Henry has oomph.
Oh, come on. Deontay, don't put my word with Derrick Henry. How dare you?
Well, I'm talking big running backs. Like, he's got oomph. Deonta Foreman has juice with a mixed in with a little bit of oomph. And Tyler, no surprise at your Texans bye. It's Will Fuller.
It's injury discount. I have actually floated a ton of offers anywhere I don't have Will Fuller, and I have succeeded in buying him. And he's just a guy who, when he plays, he makes Deshaun Watson better. Deshaun Watson loves him. And it's an ACL. He should be back by week one.
He should be, yeah.
I just think with the injury and people still kind of being like, oh, it's Will Fuller. Like, I think the name leaves a grosser taste in people's mouth than it should. I still think you could probably get him for a late first. Maybe
he's he's hyper efficient when he's healthy in there with Watson. That's what counts.
Yep, and I would give a first for him.
Well, I know you would, because like the whole Notre Dame thing. We get it. Absolutely. So that is going to wrap us up for our first half of our 32 buys. We covered the AFC this week. Next week, we will be back and cover the NFC. We've got some exciting names in there, too. Let us know what you thought on Twitter. Tweet at us. Let you know if you like what we said, or if we forgot anybody, or people that you think are great buys. Let us know, and we'll definitely maybe cover them. If you have any questions, ask us, because we can cover them on our Patreon podcast. If you're not a Patreon, make sure you go on patreon.com/DHHpod. And check us out there. Thank you to Trophy Smack for sponsoring us this week, as well as the Sit or Start Fantasy app. Make sure if you're on Trophy Smack and you're looking for that trophy, maybe you didn't buy one at the beginning of the season, and now you're in the market, you're like, oh man, the playoffs are here. I kind of need to get a trophy. Use code DHHRING and get yourself a free fantasy football championship ring to go along with that trophy that you just purchased. Make sure you do that. Tyler's got like 17 trophies that he bought just for himself. He hasn't won any of them. He just keeps buying them. Yeah, he's so, like, hey, guys, I got some sponsorship money. I'm going to keep buying these Trophy Smacks. And I'm like, really?
I got a little info on Trophy Smack. They are actually going to have a giveaway where they give away Super Bowl tickets for this year.
What?
They are going
who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I think, honestly, with Kansas City losing Hunt, it's kind of a crapshoot now in that division.
A little bit.
I think the Rams, with how bad they looked, my guess is Saints, even though they didn't look, I don't know. This week was fun because the good outstanding teams kind of just...
There was some vulnerabilities.
Yes. Except the Patriots just look like the Patriots, and it's frustrating.
I just hope I don't want them to go to the Super Bowl. I'm just... I sound so spoiled. Like, I'm not tired of them winning. I just don't want them to go to the Super Bowl and lose another one, because I'm just... Yeah.
But yeah, and there's going to be more info on the giveaway. And if I can remember right, it's a lot included with it. So go and get
Very
your trophies.
Nice. Absolutely. So that is going to wrap us up this week for Dynasty Happy Hour. I've been your host, Doug Eddy. I'm with my co-host, Tyler. Tim will be back next week. You can listen a little bit further. You'll get all of our Twitter handles, because I'm not wasting my breath. We've already gone long. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you back next week. Best of luck in your playoffs if you made it. If you didn't, it's Dynasty, baby. It's year-round. Keep on building and shoot for it next year. We'll talk to you next week.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH_Tim, Tyler at DHH_Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH@DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.